The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara on Daf Gilam and Beis brings a story that there was a guy who boasted to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra that he went up to Yerushalayim and he ate from the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. Even though the Torah says, Kol ben Necher lo yechal boy, kol orel lo yechal boy, but this guy somehow had managed to fool the Yidden in Yerushalayim. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was unable to kill him in Netzivim. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra devised a plot that this guy should be caught red-handed in Yerushalayim, and they would be able to give him the appropriate punishments. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra suggested to the guy that he should ask the chabura of the Korban Pesach to have part of the aliyah. Now, the aliyah of a sheep is brought on the Mizbeach. Obviously, one cannot eat from the aliyah. And when this fellow comes to Yerushalayim, and he insists on having from the aliyah, and he's going to insist in the name of Yehuda ben Becerra, that would arouse suspicion. They'll check it out. They'll find out that he's a guy, and then the people in Yerushalayim will kill him for what he did wrong. Tosfos asks that it seems from our Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was not being Oyle Regal. Had Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra gone up to be Oyle Regal, he could have informed on this guy in Yerushalayim. Why is it that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was not Oyle Regal? Why is it that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was not Makriv a Korban Pesach? So Tosfos says, V'yesh Leimar, Shloi Hayolai Karka, that we can explain that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra did not own Karka, or he was an older man, and therefore he was not able to walk up Harabayas to the Beis HaMikdash, depoter mi Pesach k'moy Riyah, that would make him potter from Korban Pesach, the same way one is potter from being Oyel Regel if he does not have Karka, and if he is unable to walk on his own strength up Harabayas to the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Lamelech asks on Tesis that Bishleima not being able to walk oneself and not having Karka, those are reasons why one is potter from Aliyah L'Regel. And therefore we can understand why Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was not Aliyah L'Regel. But the Shaila is, why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Makriv a Korban Pesach? L'chaira, even if he'd be potter from Aliyah L'Regel, so that's not a reason why he should be potter from Korban Pesach. And if Taisus means to say that whoever is potter from Aliyah L'Regel because they don't have Karka, or they can't walk up Harabayas, the same way that's a Ptur in Aliyah L'Regel, it's also a Ptur from Korban Pesach, the Mishnah L'Melech asks, what is the Mekar for such a halacha that somebody who does not have Karka and somebody who cannot walk up Harabayas should be potter from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? The Tzlach, in order to answer this Kasha, says a fascinating insight. The Tzlach says that it's taka true that a person who does not have karka and a person who cannot walk is potter from Aliyah L'Regel, but is chayiv in Korban Pesach. However, the Tzlach wants to be mechadish that until Erev Pesach HaChatzos, which is the Zman HaKrovas Korban Pesach, a person is not mechuyiv to go ahead and get himself closer to Yerushalayim in order to make himself available for the Korban Pesach. Only once the Zman of the Mitzvah is Chal, only once it becomes Erev Pesach HaTzais, then is the person mechuyiv to start traveling in order for him to go ahead and bring a Korban Pesach. So the Tzlach explains Tais to be saying as follows, that since Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra did not have Karka, or he was an older man, and therefore he was potter for Aliyah L'Regel, so therefore he had no requirement to be Mekarev himself towards Yerushalayim. since he did not have a requirement to mekarev himself to Yerushalayim, so therefore memela he was potter from Pesach, because there is no chiyuv for one to mekarev oneself to Yerushalayim machmas the mitzvah of Karban Pesach until the zman Karban Pesach starts. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Hay is matmiya on the shita of the tzlach, because the implication of the tzlach would be that one is only mechuyev to be mishtadel in doing a particular mitzvah once the zman of that mitzvah comes. However, the implication would be that there's no chiyev to go ahead and mishtadel for mitzvahs before the zman of the mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch asks that according to this svara, it would follow that there should be no chiyev to go ahead and to build a sukkah on Erev Sukkos. The mitzvah of sukkah is dafka on the yontav of Sukkos. And since the yontav of mitzvah of sukkah is dafka on the yontav of Sukkos, Erev Sukkos, he would not be mechuyev to go ahead and to be mishtadel. When it comes Sukkos, he'll be an einus. It would follow that one would not have to buy an eser gelulav, one would not have to bake matzah until Pesach night, and therefore if Pesach was on Shabbos, one could say they're an einus, that you're not allowed to bake, so therefore they don't have matzah. And what would follow is that the hishtadlus, which one has to do for a mitzvah, is limited for the zman when the mitzvah is already upon the person. And the Minchas Chinuch tain is that that's for sure not true. It's mavur all over that one is mechuyev to go ahead to build a sukkah, to buy a lulav, to get a shofar, and to go ahead and be mishtadel to get the chefetz shel mitzvahs before the correct time. And therefore the tzlach says that we have to understand Taisus as the Mishnah Melech understood Taisus, that Taisus is being mechadish to us, that somebody who does not have karka and somebody who is not able to walk up Harabayis, the same way he's potter from Aliyah L'Regel, he's also potter from the mitzvah of Hakrovas Karban Pesach. Even though we don't have a Mefurish Gemara like that, but Taisus obviously held that the Peturim of Aliyah L'Regel are also potter from Karban Pesach, but Avada, a person is Mechuyiv, to go ahead and prepare himself to do mitzvahs even before the zman of the mitzvah came. The emes is that there's another way to answer Taisus kasha. Why is it that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was not Oyla L'Regel? There's another famous shaila which all the achrayim ask on our Gemara. It's mavur in our Gemara that this guy who went up to be makriv and to eat Karban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash was Chayiv Misa. The shaila is, why was he Chayiv Misa? So the Minchas Chinuch in Siman Yudalad, he says, a gewaldige chiddush, that the mitzvah of Kol Ben Necher Lo Yechal Bay, Kol Ora Lo Yechal Bay, is not only a mitzvah to Yisrael not to feed a goy Karban Pesach, but it's also a mitzvah on the goy not to eat Karban Pesach. So since it's also a mitzvah on the goy not to eat a Karban Pesach, so we know that when a goy is muzer and alav, so as the haros and zui misasan, the goy is chayiv misa if he's over any of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach, so too, since he's being over a mitzvah which is given to him, so that's why he's Chayiv Misa. The Shaila is that L'chaira, Kol B'neichel Yechel Bay, is not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. Kol B'neichel Yechel Bay, Pashtus, is a mitzvah to the Yisrael, not to give to the guy. But we don't find any place that's an Azhar to a guy. And the Minchas Chinuch wants to make it, so Machalik is Rishaynim. And the Minchas Chinuch wants to suggest that maybe they killed him Alz Gezel Gevaya, because he ate from the carbon Shaloi Kedin is like stealing the mom and gevaya of the carbon. Rabbi Chanan says that he was a gezel from the Yisraelim, because since he had no right to buy into the carbon Pesach, so Memela was a Mekach Tois. Memela, they killed him Alz Gezel. The Truvas Maritz Chis says a different Mahalach. He says something very fascinating. He says that we find that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was alive many, many years after the Churban. He also says that we find record that Yidden used to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and bring karbonis even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because we have halacha makriven afal pi she'ein bayis, they were able to bring karbonis even though there was no Beis HaMikdash. It's actually a chidah who argues and says that Klal Yisrael didn't bring karbonis after the Beis HaMikdash, but the Meretzchiyah says that there are makayrus to show that a Karban Pesach was eaten even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, alts the halacha makriven afal pi she'ein bayis. He then goes on to bring a third piece of information, that it was extremely dangerous for Yidden to go up on Har HaBayis and to bring Karban Pesach when there was no Beis HaMikdash. It was against the law, and it was an Avera which very Yitochin was punishable by death. Therefore, if you take these three pieces of information, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra lived many, he was Mayrach Yom for sure, he definitely was alive many years after the Churban. Number two is that Yidden brought Karbanis after the Churban. And number three is that it was dangerous to bring Karbanis after the Churban. Memela zokta meretzchis, that this story happened after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And therefore it was sakonis nefashis to go up and to be makir of Karbanis. The Yidden who went up were being meis and nefesh chavivas hamitzvah, which is a shmuz by itself, to go ahead and risking their lives to go ahead in order to bring the Karban Pesach. So Memela, two things are mavur. That why Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra didn't go up is because one wasn't mechuyif. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't standing, it was a sakana. There's no chiyuv to be oil l'regel when it's sakana. But we can also understand now why this guy was chayiv misa. Because this guy was a raidif. This guy was putting the lives of all the Yidden who snuck into Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis to bring Karban Pesach into danger. He could go ahead and report them to the government. The Meretzchiyus wants to go even further and suggest that he was a spy. But even without saying that he was an actual spy, the fact that he knew about this was dangerous, and therefore the Meretzchiyah says they didn't kill him because of the law of Kol B'neichel HaYechabai. They didn't kill him because of the law of Gezel. Rather, they killed him because he was a Reidif. They killed him because he was a spy. With this Meretzchiyah's understanding of why they killed the guy, the MS is, you can explain one more thing. The Gemara says that this fellow came to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra and boasted that he ate from the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra did not kill him. However, he sent him to Yerushalayim where he was caught in the act and they killed him over there. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra kill him? Rashi says, "Ubiyad Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra lo hayo lahargai." Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra would have killed him, but he did not have the ability to kill him. The shaila is that l'chayra Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra did not have any edim that this guy had eaten from the Karban Pesach. He didn't even have an eid echad. It's true that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that a ben noach is nerag al pi eid echad, that a guy can be killed with even one eid. But l'chayra Rashi is suggesting that a guy can even be killed al yidei haydoas atzmai. A guy can even be killed by his own admission. That the guy himself is his own eid echad. By his admission, we can assume that he did the avera, and we can go ahead and we can kill him. The chinuch in Mitzvah Chavav passes like this. The chinuch in Mitzvah Chavav says, "V'chein yischayvu gamkein bohaydoas piem," that goyim are chayiv misa by their own admission. The Minchas Chinuch over here is Meirch, and he says that he does not know any Mekar in Shas that says that a guy is killed by his own admission. And the Minchas Chinuch says that it should be a Machloikas Rishayim. We know that a person is not Neman to testify against himself. The question is why. If you learn that the reason is because Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai, that a person is like a relative to himself, so then, since a guy is Nerag Al Pi Karev, a Karev is a valid Eidus to kill a guy for Shavu Mitzvah B'nei Nayach, so therefore we can kill the guy al pi Haydoas Atzmai. However, if you learn that the reason why a person, a yid, is not nemen to edus against himself is because what you say against yourself does not have a shame edus at all. Testimony is what's said about somebody else, not what's told to said about yourself. So then, if a goy needs edus, over here we do not have edus, and a goy should not be able to be killed al pi edus atzmei. If you learn that the chsarn of being made on yourself is your karav, a goy is nerag al pi karav. If you learn that the chesaron of yid being made on himself is because he doesn't have a shame edus, l'chayra by a guy, also it should not have a shame edus. So l'chayra, what Rashi says over here, that Yehuda ben Beseir would have killed him based on his haidas atzmai, on his own admission, l'chayra should be at best tali in a machlekes rishayim, and as the Minchas Chinuch says, it does not have a mikar. That is the halacha, and it's almost shver on Rashi. Why did Rashi go ahead and explain that Yehuda ben Beseira did not kill him because he couldn't kill him? Why couldn't Rashi say Yehuda ben Beseira did not kill him because it was a case of haydoas atzmi? But l'chayr according to the Meretzchis, we could say a very poshut chilek that this halacha that one cannot kill somebody al pi haydoas atzmi is a din in hilchas bezdin. That Bezdin cannot kill al pi haidos atzmai because there's a due process. This halacha is how Bezdin administers their punishment, their halachas of the einche misa, which is moser to them, and al pi haidos atzmai is not valid. But according to the Meretzchis, they weren't killing him al pi haidos atzmai. They were killing him al tzaroidif. That abol lahargacha hashkei vahargai. When one kills a roidif, one does not need testimony in Bezdin. One just has to be sure that it's true, and if the person's a Reidif, then one can go ahead and kill him. So if Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir believes what this person said, so then Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir would be able to go ahead and kill him als Reidif, even though there was no true Kabbalah's Edus in Bezdin, even the Edus which is required to kill a Ben Nayach when he's over one of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.